coming to you live from inside the globe, perched high atop the Bugle Planet building in sunny Gotham City. It's Hey Kids Comics with two guys who are always ready to seduce the innocent, your hosts, Andrew Farmer and the Jedi Cole Houston. And now it's time for Hey Kids Comics.
2-7, go to hell, go to heaven. Roy Batty joining the fun.
Wow. We're going to keep that in. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Hey Kids Comics. A single tear from the moon of Jupiter.
I have to kill you.
And right now I'm going to splice in the entire speech from Blade Runner.
Right.
Right here.
I've seen things you people wouldn't believe. Attack ships on fire off the shoulder of Orion. I watched sea beams glitter in the dark near the Tannhauser Gate. All those moments will be lost in time. Like tears. Rain.
Because this is our Christmas wish list episode.
It is.
And very often Christmas wishes are like tears.
From the
rain.
I need to memorize that monologue.
It's tears of a clown in the rain.
That's what it is. I'm sure that's what he says when he's on the building.
Roy Battery Robinson. Smoky Roy Batty.
I had a Smoky Roy Batty over Thanksgiving.
Aren't those good. Those are wonderful. It's a classic. It's sort of a neoclassic American tradition.
It really is. Except mine was a mixed drink. and then floating android eyeballs. Sense. Yeah. Gross.
Obviously.
Okay.
All I know is it uses Bacardi.
That's really the
batty part. At which point, apparently, according to the Bacardi radio commercials I heard lately, you actually have to mention that the bat emblem is a trademark of the whoever the hell makes that shit. But it's like, what? You now have to mention the things someone might visualize in their brain because you said them. You know, that we need to mention, oh, by the way, when that emblem appeared in your brain, it is a copyrighted material.
So now when we say Iron Fist, we have to say Marvel's Iron Fist.
Yeah, Marvel's Iron Fist is copyright 2016.
Marvel's Doctor Strange. God, what a world.
Marvel's Doctor Strange, the Eye of Agamotto, and the Strange Porn Mustache are copyrighted.
Strange Porn Mustache. That's from the 70s, though. That's from the one in the 70s.
Yeah, that's
God,
so
God, so great.
But that image could pop in people's heads, so it's important.
All right, well, we're doing our wish list. We're going to be talking about all of the – if you don't know what to buy, the geek in your life that has everything – or nothing, and you just don't bother to talk to him to figure out what he wants. This would be the show that you would listen to get ideas for what would be great for the comic book fan.
We are here to help.
Right. And first of all, I would like to say a Blu-ray release of that 1970s pilot for that Doctor Strange movie or TV show would be absolutely on my wish list. You could make that happen.
Just in case anybody's wondering what to get you.
That's right. Make that happen, Marvel.
Lacey.
Oh, man. So this is what we do. We do it every year. We call the depths, the width and birth of the Mariana Trench that is the internet, trying to come up with ideas for things for that comic book fan in your life. And
that's right. We're like the Dow scrubbing bubbles.
The white blood cells.
Those weird little octopus bubble creature things that it's somebody with whoever the same coked out imagination that came up with what sea monkeys are supposed to look like.
Right. The same guy that created ALF, the guy from Midnight. So let's without further ado, we all know what we're doing here. We're excited to do it.
That's right. So you don't have to.
So Cole, what do you have? What are you coming in with?
Well, since I did invoke Marvel's Doctor Strange, Dr. Stephen Strange, porn mustache of the 70s and etc., are the folks over at Entertainment Earth at entertainmentearth.com, who guys. Are one of the top places to find stuff.
Right.
You know, just you will fall down a rabbit hole if you get messing around in there too much. But they've got a veritable cornucopia of Entertainment Earth exclusives. So I do want to kind of point out that there's a lot of stuff you can't get anywhere else but there. And it's good stuff. And in this case, it's what I call an eye-opening cup of coffee.
Because not only can Cole now not create the titles for the show,
that's right.
Now Cole has to create the titles for the items in the show.
That's right. I'm actually going to make up titles for every single. And I have to point out, though, that this was inspired by none other than Andrew, who was putting little subtitles on his stuff when we were sharing our files back and forth.
That's true. That's true.
He couldn't just simply put, oh, here's this thing and here's a picture.
Not to be outdone.
Yeah, here's – so that did inspire me to step up my game a bit. So if you want to give somebody a chance to have a really eye-opening cup of Joe and they're either a fan of Doctor Strange, the occult – or just, you know, they may not even know. They just may think, oh, looky, it's like all hip. And because I love when people have no clue what something is, but they think it's really cool.
Right. How does this relate back to Hinduism? Like, oh, yeah, well, let me tell you a story.
Yeah, this is exactly what you're looking for, my Hindi friend. And that is, of course, the Doctor Strange Eye of Agamotto Amulet 11-ounce heat change mug. Entertainment Earth exclusive.
Now this would fall firm.
Any questions?
Jesus, this would fall firmly into the stocking stuffer category. I think. God, you're killing me. Literally, this would fall into the stocking stuffer or office gift category. I would say.
Absolutely, absolutely. At $11.99, it's not going to break the bank too badly. And it is a neat little red coffee mug with what I guess would be the eyeless part of the Eye of Agamotto done up in blacks and yellows. And when you put your hot beverage in there, if you're,
hot beverage.
That's right. If you're, damn it, I can't remember his name all of a sudden, but if you're the guy from Big Bang Theory, if you're Sheldon.
We don't mention him on this show. Come on,
if you've upset somebody and you're obliged to bring them a hot beverage, why not do it in this mug, which as the warm beverage, as the liquid heats the mug, then the Eye of Agamotto appears as if by magic.
It's cool.
It is the ideal gift for the Mr. Doctor in your life.
That's the Mr. Doctor in your life. So I went a different route with my opening gambit. I went with collected editions because there's very few things that are more near and dear to my heart than one of the good collected editions. Now, I have in my personal collection a bunch of collected editions that I don't consider necessarily good that I bought because I want to read, and now I'm looking at my collecteds right now like, why do I have these particular books in my collection? But a few that would stick and be good, and especially for the art fan and the comic fan, Marvel released a bunch of variant covers for their books that were takes on the classic hip-hop covers, so of hip-hop albums that they took and then reattributed to themselves, but basically did that, but
appropriated.
They appropriated them with the auspices of the artists and the labels. So it's but they're very cool. You know, you've got covers like the Biggie cover. You got
it's not like the dudes at the convention.
No. This isn't straight fan art. This is like Doctor Strange's. They did the Chronic, Dr. Dre's classic, The Chronic, but they made it Doctor Strange. They've got Ultimate Spider-Man, I guess Spider-Man, whichever version you want it to be, in the classic Illmatic Nas cover. Tabletop, like coffee table book. Also, a lot of hip-hop history mixed with a lot of comic history. A very cool art book just to have around. I will tell you right now, that's going to run you about $30, but it's a big old book. It's a big old book, so it's worth having.
And, you know, it's one of those things where it's kind of an interesting crossover for those who are fans of both hip-hop and Marvel. You got them covered, but it is one of those things where I think you have appeal beyond, you know, you don't have to be into hip-hop to appreciate what they were doing with these covers.
Right.
My favorite is the Kazar cover, straight out of the Savage Land.
Is that an actual cover?
No, I just...
Okay, because I know they did a Straight Outta Compton one. I just don't know what it was. So it very well could have been Kazar Straight Out of the Savage Land.
But most people are saying, well, you realize, Cole, Kazar hasn't been relevant at Marvel in 20 years.
Well, you know what? They need to change that.
No, that's my desperate plea. Please bring back Kazar.
And I'll go ahead and go again, because mine are kind of short takes. The new Jason Aaron, Chris Bachalo. That's the only way I can remember how to pronounce his name.
You like that, what was it? The judge and Harvey Birdman.
Oh, God.
Hey, Birdman! Bootylicious, get in here!
Chris Bootylicious, get in here! but they, hot on the heels of, or I guess pre and then post heels of the movie, they released a new Doctor Strange book written by Jason Aaron and Chris Bachalo, and it's got its first collected came out, and you can get it in paperback for about $16. Very cool, very trippy, kind of homage-y to the old Ditko days. Art's amazing. Storylines are great. I would suggest picking it up. If you know anybody you went and saw the Doctor Strange movie with and they were like, that was badass, but they don't know a whole lot about the comics, this would probably be a safer entree than, let's say, going back and buying the essential Doctor Strange, because it's a little dense to try to crack that code right away. So this is a little more reader-friendly. So
I think will give them a more modern take on the character.
Right.
Where, you know, for many who aren't big comic fans, I had picked up literally for $1 at a convention, like one of those essentials of Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I'm paying, you know, $1. I'll buy that for $1.
Right.
So, and some of the stories are just, it's like, God, kids were bored back then.
Right? I felt the same way. I picked up the essential. Which one was it?
And then you feel bad as a comic fan, because you're almost obliged to care.
Yeah, you have to try to care. Like, I picked up, I think it was the essential Werewolf by Night, which seems like it would be exciting and full of tension, because you were talking about werewolves. Now, just kind of like werewolf goes to the store, werewolf has conversations. Like, it's like, hey, you guys.
Yeah, it was literally described by Entertainment Weekly as the Waiting for Godot of horror.
Oh my God! Really?
No, I made that up too.
My Dinner with Andre.
Exactly.
It's a Harold Pinter play in four colors.
That's like, right.
What? All right, go on with your next one. Waiting for goddamn it.
Of horror.
Of horror.
Well, speaking of collected editions, I probably have done this every year. If you want to give the gift of the single best comic ever written, buy any edition of Watchmen.
Damn it. And, we made it for like 7 issues.
Yeah.
And you had to bring it back on this one.
Well, I had to, because that was literally just a springboard.
Okay.
For the true Watchmen fan in your life. Ages ago, we're talking on the order of like 5 years ago, maybe longer, Mattel on their MattyCollector.com website, which became a springboard for them to force you to buy things, or, you know, give you the opportunity, I should say, to buy things that probably weren't that marketable to Toys R Us and other retail outlets. And that, because a lot of characters, like, you, they finished the Metal Men. through Matty Collector that got started in the DC Universe line. And like any kind of group of characters, like the bounty hunters from Empire Strikes Back or anything where you've got a group and they start releasing them piecemeal, oh, well, we'll finish it out in the next wave, and then the next wave never happens.
Right.
But, you know, Watchmen, because of its very nature, you don't want to put that out on open shelves, per se, because then kids will be like, oh, I want to read Watchmen.
Like, no, you don't. You really don't.
No, you don't, ever. But those who have, if you know somebody who absolutely loves Watchmen and they're an action figure collector, one of the best-kept secrets about Watchmen action figures, DC Direct was going to do figures based on the comics. Then Alan Moore got pissy about the 20th anniversary and they ditched the project. And then fast forward a few years later, the movie comes out, DC Direct puts out Watchmen action figures based on the movie. There were 8 in all. I've got all of them. They're great. Wonderful likenesses of the movie version. But if you got your comic purists like me, I was thrilled when Matty Collector announced their Club Black Freighter, which was a subscription thing where every other month you could like pay $150 up front and they would just automatically send you each of the new figures in the line.
Right.
Or you could just buy them as they came out. And they kept selling out, apparently.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. But if you, to this day, you can go for the original $25 a pop, all these years later, you can get every single one, all 6 of the Watchmen figures. And they are all great. My sole complaint was with Comedian. He should have had both the mask and the full head mask.
Yes.
Heads to switch out, because these were marketed as adult collectibles with adult in bright letters. You know?
don't mistake anything for adult. This is adult.
And the most adult thing is the write-ups that come with this big card that comes with each figure that might be a little, you know, they're very much in keeping with the characters, but not something for the kids.
Sure.
But there's no reason he shouldn't have that mask. Especially because the last figure in the line to come out under Club Black Freighter was Ozymandias, where they had him with and without his Domino mask. You had replacement. It's like, come on!
Cole, your nerd is showing.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. It happens this time of year. I had too much eggnog.
I had too much eggnog.
And the other Dr. Manhattan figure is the only place where I felt they just dropped a little bit off the quality. But, like, for example, the Silk Spectre figure is brilliant because they have the sculpted body, and then there's kind of this weird rubbery overlay to represent the translucent bodice of the
of
her costume. Or, yeah, the silkiness of her costume. And I thought that was very well done. So, bravo, Matty Collector. And if you have anywhere between $25 and $150 to spend, you can either get someone started or just treat them. And they come in these big-ass clamshell packages that if you put them all spines out, it spells Watchmen, or it may have the Who Watches the Watchmen spray paint motif or something. There's graphics on all sides of these things, and the clamshells are designed to look like big, thick books, right down to the edges looking like pages.
That's fantastic.
It's sculpted to look like pages, and then there's like a little giant-ass trading card in each one with some info on the characters. And all of that is then crammed into a cardboard box with graphics all over it. So it's just crazy there's a tremendous amount of production in these. But they're absolutely wonderful. I highly recommend them. And just check out Matty Collector in general, MattyCollector.com in general, because there's a lot of really cool stuff like Mattel's first Ghostbusters figures and tons of Masters of the Universe stuff, because they just went nuts with that.
They really did. They went off the deep end. We were talking about that off the show. I'm not sure where they're getting these ideas at this point, but there are a few of them that they have just decided to make. They're just guys with way too much time on their hands somewhere.
Well,
designing
a personal
things.
Favor is a character I don't think was in the original line, Batros.
Batros.
Who looks like the Eternian Batman.
Really? Is that a real thing?
It is a real. This is the one thing I haven't made up.
Like, everything else I've ever talked about.
It's a complete
lie.
None
of this is available. None of...
But by God, Batros is real.
Well, why don't you went through the diligence of finding so much stuff. Why don't you go ahead and do another one before I do my next one?
Okay. Well, I did a little digging. One of the things that's really neat is there are things I don't go in for, but they are, I cannot deny their popularity, because to do so would be a fool's errand indeed. And it's pretty legendary amongst those that know me that the Sharknado pop vinyl forced my hand and ruined my declaration that, by God, I would never own a pop vinyl. But it did serve as a handy gateway to allow me to buy the pop vinyl Hammerhead from Star Wars, because that really, I said, well, at least I will never have a Star Wars. Damn it, they made Hammerhead. So the Funko has been making for the last several years what some are calling the next Beanie Babies. I think this isn't really that, because I don't think the craze is there. But I don't think there's a lot of, I'm going to put the kids through college on this, like Beanie Babies were.
Right.
You don't, I mean, you see some people asking a very high price for some of them. But for the most part, you don't see a lot of gouging. You just see some, you know, aftermarket pricing that's reasonable. It's just one of those things that if you jumped on late, at least it's not wallet crushing to try to get on board. But the neat thing that Funko did is they thought, you know, hey, we're doing all kinds of variations on stuff. We're basically stamping the same mold and, you know, getting a toothbrush with some red paint. Like, oh, look, it's Rick Grimes all bloodied. San Diego Comic Con, here we come. And people are buying this stuff. But they started these subscription boxes, taking cues from things like Loot Crate and what was that, haberdashery trunk or whatever.
Yes, yes. All it's five different hats every month.
That's right, because we're bringing back the American hat.
Haberdashery trunk.
It's kind of a cylindrical trunk that arrives at your door.
They
and
could
you
have
crack
just
it open, and there's a little shelf with all of your different hats.
They could have just called it hatbox.com. They really...
No,
that's why it's not as more popular than it is.
Yeah, that's right.
That's why nobody knew the name. You try spelling haberdashery.com, putting that in Google.
Only a handful of us were visiting haberdasherytrunk.com.
It's a whole other thing.
That's right.
So continue. I'm sorry. Please
continue. Oh, no, that's
continue.
All right. Look, a pork pie hat.
The hat of December.
It's among the hats. They also have the George R. R. Martin official Greek sailor's hat. Because after all, winter is coming.
Oh, my God.
So...
We're going to start running the bathtub now. Somebody warm up the toaster.
So they have launched a number of subscription boxes over at Funko. There is the Marvel Collector Core, is perhaps the oldest of the ones that, you know, I'm aware of anyway. I think there may be some others beforehand. But the more recently they had a Smuggler's Bounty or Smuggler's Booty or something like that. It must be now for Star Wars. And I'm pleased to announce that the inaugural subscriptions have begun for Legion of Collectors.
Oh, that's cool.
And this is literally, you're getting in on the ground floor with this one. And the idea is a purported $50 worth of junk for $25 a month. And you can subscribe by the month, or you can buy blocks that I think maybe save you a dollar.
Yeah.
I forget. But, and the neat thing is, like, you can go to the Marvel one, which is the Marvel Collector Core, which is collectorcore.com. That's C-O-R-P-S, not C-O-R-E or anything like that. And you can actually look at their past boxes, like their October box was, and it's bi-monthly, and their October box was all about the Strange.
Gotta get you some Strange.
That's right. So you have like the Dreamsicle version of Doctor Strange pop vinyl.
Right, right. God, I miss Dreamsicles. If anybody wants to give me something for Christmas, give me a Dreamsicle.
Not a good stocking stuffer unless you keep your stockings outdoors in 20 below weather or something. But you know, they had a Spider-Man centric one. They had June was apparently the Women of Power, which had an exclusive Squirrel Girl pop vinyl.
Well, of course.
And the thing about it is, these are all these things have all kinds of exclusive goodies. Often some apparel, hats, shirts, other haberdashery. You have, I imagine some of the, not everything is 100% exclusive to these things, but there's always some apparel and stuff.
I'm sorry, I just looked at the Doctor Strange box, and I was
like... Is that
like,
not the Dreamsicle Strange?
Yeah, there? But I was looking
or,
at
or
it...
Or else it's a, like one of those candles you buy at the Ren Fair.
Yeah, it's definitely... Yeah, but I'm looking at it, and I'm like, why does he have, like, blow-up porno mouth? Oh, wait, that's his goatee.
I know. That's what happens when you don't put the paint on.
Oh, my
Things
God.
Come out looking awkward.
That's
yeah,
not. That's not okay. That's not okay. All right, continue. I'm sorry. Now I'm back. You can continue.
Talk about your 70s porn stash. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
I'm really disappointed I didn't get in on the October Villains box that had the Mobius the Living Vampire.
Yeah, it was like chock full of Morbius pop vinyl stuff.
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed in myself for that.
It was like half the box was Morbius. And the other thing that's neat is, I don't know if this bears out with the Marvel ones or not, but like looking back at the Star Wars one, which we'll talk about on the Rancor Pit Live on Sunday, noon to 1 central at watchonairlive.com.
God, at least we got that plug out of the way.
There you go. With the Star Wars one, they'll have stuff in there, like sometimes they'll have, I know with the Marvel one, sometimes they'll have different t-shirts.
Yes.
So, you know, you don't know which one you're going to wind up with. But with the Star Wars one, they've done a couple of times where, like, with the very first box, they had an exclusive Captain Phasma done in chrome.
Wow.
Yeah, so they went all in on that first one, damn it. And then they had a TIE Fighter, a First Order TIE Fighter pilot, and 1 in 5 would have the red stripe on the helmet.
That's cool. The handprint?
Oh, no, the TIE Fighter pilots.
Oh, no, yeah, okay, I'm with you.
Yeah, the two red stripes across the face, I guess, for ossifers. And then they did one that was like a Mos Eisley box that I wished I had actually subscribed by that point, because 1 in 5 they had a Snaggletooth pop vinyl, but 1 in 5 was a blue Snaggletooth.
That's
that is
cool.
Actually taller, has the silver boots instead of the bare furry feet. I mean, they did everything they could to tribute the actual blue Snaggletooth. So they do some little, they mix it up a little bit. I don't know what the Legion of Collectors is going to be all about. Same sort of idea, apparel, accessories, and some pop vinyls in there. Sometimes they put in some of those pop mugs, where they're like mugs that are the heads of pop vinyl type looking characters. Sometimes there's little plush stuff in there. You never know, but a lot of cool stuff in every box.
Right.
And those are, I think, $25 a month. So, or $150 for the full year for 6 months.
That's, yeah, I mean, honestly, it's not bad.
And so it's kind of a gift that keeps on giving. If you want to give like 1 month, then, you know, it may be the gateway. And apparently the with the $150, the Hero program with the Marvel one, there's also a free annual gift. So there's like a little something extra they're throwing in there if you go all in.
That's cool.
And I suspect they'll do the same thing with DC, where they said plus free gift.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. So if you, I'm jumping back to trades because
all right, absolutely.
This is my last trade. So we've talked about the Doctor Strange. We talked about kind of the coffee table book that is the hip hop variant cover book. But if you have a comic fan in your life, and we have every year now for 3 years this is, and I think you have something coming up later that you can piggyback off of this.
Absolutely. In fact, I will probably just follow with that because there's a couple of great things that will further enhance.
We talk about Saga.
I think going back to the collector sector days.
Yes.
I think it's been around long enough that you were gushing about Saga back then.
I was trying to explain, or at least, you know, engender everyone out there to read this thing. I was trying to draw people in, you know, because I had picked it up right away, and I'm like, this is, I think it was like, you know, we had talked about how smart it is and how much like Star Wars, but it just throws you into a universe, you know, the whole thing. Well, the sixth volume of the trade paperbacks has came out in June. So if you know any comic fans, and they haven't, if they haven't started reading Saga, go get the initial trade paperback. You can pick up for like $10 at Barnes & Noble, and it is worth every cent of $10. But you can
You can, if you want something fancier, there's a volume one, and I believe now volume two is now out in a hardcover.
Yes.
That collect the entire, I think it takes you up straight through the present volumes.
It does, yes.
Three volumes per in the hardcovers. But, oh, dear Lord, please go on, oh, Muse.
If you haven't yet, if you have a comic book fan in your life that hasn't read Saga or hasn't experienced it, maybe,
adult,
yes,
comic book
fans. please, adult comic book fans, this is something for the comic book fan in your life that has always read the superhero comics and hasn't really gotten, you know, explored outward into the realm of the kind of high fantasy sci-fi type stuff. This would be a good entree for them into that. It is Eisner winning. It is beautiful. It is smart. It is funny. It is as engaging as Westworld or Game of Thrones could ever try to be. Brian K. Vaughan has done an amazing job, and the art by Fiona Staples is perfect.
I think perfect is the operative word there. Fiona Staples is one of those rare artists that we encounter in comics who understands how things move in the physical world.
Right.
Because the things that have weight, and the bot, you know, the human form in motion and in repose is so perfectly captured. There are concepts that scream at you from the art, and you know, in a still panel, you see everything that you would have seen if this was a motion picture.
Well, and the most amazing, to speak to what you were just saying, you know, the understanding of the way things move in the physical world. When you take something that shouldn't, what she can do then is take something that shouldn't exist, shouldn't be able to move in the physical world the way it does, and translate that to the page in which you're like, of course that's the way it works. So, for instance, when you get introduced in the first issues to the prince who has a giant CRT monitor for a head, like the way that she has him move is like, that's the way that something like that would move. Like, you know, because
exactly.
It's sort of a, I'm not going to say it's sway back. I'm not going to say he's sway back. He has very good posture. But, you know, the way that he kind of moves, you know, everybody has their own stylistically. And you can tell that he comes from, you know, noble birth by the way that he's positioned, played. But then the way he moves, you like, oh, yeah, he has a really heavy, giant CRT monitor for a head. Like, it's just.
Exactly. You can tell the weight of that head is an impossible necessity.
Right.
And the other thing you mentioned, the way the prince is drawn, every single character has this kind of individuality about them that goes beyond just looking different. Their stances, their pose, the facial expressions, everybody is an individual. And that's something that is a very difficult thing to translate in art, is that level of individuality where it isn't just a bunch of cookie-cutter bodies with a different head, also known as Masters of the Universe action figures.
How many android Eternians are we going to have?
Exactly. I mean, and not to mention every guy is ripped exactly the same way as He-Man. That's why it's so easy for Prince Adam to get away with being He-Man. Because everybody has the same damn body. It's like living in Legoland. Like, check out the body on her. It's the same as ours, Bill.
It's literally the same body.
Exactly the same. She just has a different sticker.
So Saga Volume 6 trade paperback, it's out now. You can buy it. I would suggest, and I implore you, all of these items, if you can find them at your LCS, your local comic shop, do that. Support them. This is a big time of
year
for them, just
I actually just over Thanksgiving weekend – picked up Saga Volume 6 at a comic shop that to me wasn't local, but if you lived in San Antonio, it was a local comic shop. And I had my wits about me. We're in a comic shop thinking, damn it, I don't have Volume 6 yet. And I just devoured it. And we have an upcoming episode, which I keep bumping closer and closer to now, because from concept to just falling in love with the concept has been a very short journey, is an episode which we called That Moment When. And this Volume 6 had a moment when, and is one of two times that I can cite with ease where a comic book made me weep.
Really? Okay, I gotta get...
I wept openly.
I gotta get my hands on that business then.
Absolutely. And it is consistently 1 through 6. The quality has never faltered. It just you cite like Westworld or any of these wonderful cable shows that just are so engaging and you're just in misery between seasons, and this captures you in exactly that same way.
Right.
I have been waiting for Volume 6 far too long.
All right, so that's mine. What do you got? You going to piggyback off of that one?
I'm going to jump off that because it seems like the ideal thing. In fact, literally seeing that as one of your picks reminded me to go checking because Catherine doesn't listen to the show anyway, so she's not going to know unless anybody tells her. One of these things is a gift that I've already bought.
Okay.
I was amazed. This is, we go every year all on and on about how we hate San Diego Comic-Con exclusives.
Yes. Yes, we do.
But a lot of the exclusive holders are beginning to listen to us. We saw earlier in the year that Hasbro allowed you for a brief while to buy their Marvel, both Marvel Legends and the Collector's Vault. The Marvel Legends, the Raft, and then the Collector's Vault and the 3¾-inch scale were available on their website.
Right.
Bravo. There's a company called Skybound.
Yes.
That I apparently never heard of until we were ranting about San Diego Comic-Con exclusives. We probably ranted about these back then. I don't recall. Almost certainly we did. We talked about this character in the episode, The Breakaways. Don't ask me what number it is. We've done 207 of these things. I've lost track.
Right.
Actually, technically even more than that. But we talked about Lion Cat from Saga, who is just one of the best breakaway characters in comics. And you just, if it was feasible, you would want a Lion Cat comic. It would be pointless and infeasible, but you want it anyway because you just want more of this character. And one of the San Diego Comic-Con exclusives that Skybound fielded was a dead-on Lion Cat statue. They brilliantly capture Fiona Sample's ability to breathe life into the feline form. She's one of those rare artists who can capture every nuance of the way cats are with a creature that isn't necessarily a proper, earth cat.
Right.
But has a lot of the same mannerisms and behaviors. And she's like a big blue Mr. Bigglesworth. mixed with the twin Siamese from Lady and the Tramp.
Right. The big blue Mr. Bigglesworth. No, but that's you're absolutely right. And what I was saying was, that's one of those things that should not exist that she has figured out how to make exist. Like, God, it's brilliant.
And not to ruin anything for anybody who hasn't read it, but when Lion Cat is a wonderful springboard into the weirdness that Saga becomes. So by the time you meet Sweet Boy, rather.
Yeah.
You're okay with Sweet Boy because you've already been introduced to a truly weird, weird world.
Right.
If you want, watch Ralph Bakshi's Wizards.
Oh, God.
And then you can just, Saga seems commonplace, But it's that same sort of just being thrust into a fully immersive world that shouldn't make any sense, but within its own context it does. But everything about the sculpt on the statue, it was $75 at Comic-Con.
Yes.
Within 27 seconds of the opening of Comic-Con booths, probably even before that moment, it was $150 all over eBay.
Right.
So $100 to $150 or more. You can go to skybound.com, go into their store, into their shop, and look for Lion Cat. You can buy Lion Cat for $75, the statue, to this day. If you want to spend a little more and you just, for whatever reason, you want the bloody version of Lion Cat, which, frankly, it actually detracts a bit, I think. Or if you want something a little bit different, maybe to fit your own personal decor, or you're colorblind and have more money than sense, you can spend $100 to get the pink version of Lion Cat as well.
Right. But yeah, so is there another saga based toy or
gift
idea?
Oh, yes, there is indeed. There's another gift idea for the saga fan in your life. The other thing is, there's even a gold version of Lion Cat.
Jeez.
$100. They went all in on that mold. The other thing that went up in value instantaneously 12 seconds later was they had a two-pack of really cool 5-inch-tall action figures of Saga's principal characters, Alana and Marco. Mm-hmm. The star-crossed lovers who
warring live factions in a world that, and
yeah, live in a world that shouldn't exist and share a love that even the world that shouldn't exist won't accept. But the figures are amazing. They capture the likenesses brilliantly. They capture the feel of Saga brilliantly. I wish a Skybound could afford to do a full-in line. I would love to have...
Yes.
I'd love to have a Prince Robot the Fourth. I would love to have... what's her name? And of course, the Will.
The Will, man. If I could get a Will figure, holy shit, that would be amazing.
And not to mention the deluxe, the stock figure.
Oh, with the yes, yes, oh, Cole.
Oh, that is on my dream list. But for those of us who are still grounded here on Earth, you can get the two-pack for $50, the original price that it was available at Comic-Con as well. So I applaud you, Skybound, for making those things available to the unwashed bubble.
There you go.
Make it out to San Diego. And so, if you have people looking for this, don't go to eBay. Go to Skybound. Get it for a decent price.
That's right. That's right. And it's awesome. If you have
somebody selling it for
right. Right. Unless you find it cheaper, then tell us. Just Saga overall. Just when are they going to make that movie? That's what I want to know. They have to.
And I have to point out that the headlines for the Lion Cat was a great gift, no lie. And the Alana and Marco gift set, a different A&M. Being from Texas, I had to throw that in.
So piggybacking off of the idea of action figures, when I was looking around, I always look for creative, interesting action figures that a lot of people might not have, because Cole and I are steeply entrenched, especially now with the DC Multiverse figures, where you can get the Frank Miller accurate Dark Knight Returns figures. And you can get, all of the movie figures and Marvel Legends, which, I could sit here and tell you 1,000 Marvel Legends that I want them to make, but I also was not, I'm also looking at my Marvel Legends right now and never imagined in a million years that I would have a Misty Knight standing next to an Iron Fist Marvel Legend figure and a Cap Wolf, for God's sakes.
Yes, I finally got my Cap Wolf.
But one that I never thought I would see that you can buy, and if you're a comic fan, you might know where this comes from. There was an issue of Batman, Detective Comics 241, way back machine, where the cover is sort of epitomous now of kind of the goofy Batman time period, where Batman...
Gosh, Mr. Peabody, what's that all about?
Right, where Batman, I believe... I'm trying to remember... Damn it. I'm trying to remember what was...
You didn't take Batman as seriously back then, Shaman.
You should do a whole show as...
Right, I'll shut up.
As Peabody and...
Sure. Peabody.
Yeah, he's got a pink... fuchsia bat costume on the cover of this. I couldn't remember which one of the colors it is, but apparently the conceit of this issue of the comic was that Batman had all these different colors of bat costumes because they was trying to throw people off the scent of the fact that Robin had broken his arm. So Dick Grayson had a broken arm and Robin had a broken arm, and people were going to figure it out that Dick Grayson was Robin. So in order to throw them off the scent, he developed this cornucopia of rainbow costumes to wear. Well,
absolutely, much to the delight of Alfred, who had accidentally repeatedly put the bat costume in with something other than the whites.
Right.
Yeah, it really was a happy accident as it worked out, because he just kept doing, oh, Master Bruce, I put your bat costume, your latest bat costume in with the St. Patrick's Day attire.
But you get, there's, if you go to Amazon, you can buy the Rainbow Action Figure 6-pack, which is the same Batman figure in six colors. Everything from fuchsia to orange to yellow to green, and then the standard blue, you know, dark and light blue of the time period, plus purple. And it's pretty damn cool for anybody who's kind of steeped in the Batman errata and wants something they may, might not be able to buy at, like, a Walmart or a Target. But my favorite thing about it is the description on Amazon at the bottom says, ideal for any fan of the classic story, and I'm pretty sure that they left out the word ironically.
Exactly.
Because I don't think there's anybody who's an actual... Michael Price might be, but he might be the only one. But
he would probably say that, yeah, that was is a one he may remember from his early comic days. It's a story which will be shared soon.
But that is fantastic. I love those. All right, so what do you got next, Cole?
Well, what's also cool about that is if you're one of those collectors who takes things out of the package.
Right.
This is a great, just to line up. And, you know, when people come and to gawk at your collection, it's just going to be something that will draw the eye. Like, why does Batman have this rainbow of different costumes? The orange, the yellow, the fuchsia.
I guess. Yeah, salmon.
Yeah, salmon. Yeah, the mauve Batman. And then there's mauve. And I do want to point out...
Don't make me piggyback off of that joke, because I'll do it.
That's right. You can.
I can.
Where is the irony here? But the it's a $70 list price presently as we speak. So don't hold us to this, because I put a lot of crap in my cart on Amazon. And then every day I'll go and look at the stuff that I've got held there for ransom that I may or may not eventually buy. And I'll get these updates like, you know, this item has decreased from 1607 to 1603. Well, thank God I waited.
Well, bully for you.
That's right. Well, now it's time to push the button. I saved 3 cents. But I mean, sometimes it is drastic. Like, you have something sitting in the cart that was $30, and you go in there, and one day it's like $20.12. Okay, I'm buying. But right now, the list price is $70. As we record this, it's on sale at the awkward price of $61.98.
Whatever algorithm came up with that.
Yeah, I don't know how they do this. It's a weird stock exchange they do. Where, like, you know, if you go to Walmart, all of the Marvel Legends are like $20. If you go to Amazon, for example, the Iron Skull is 1947. But if you really want just the torso portion of with the eel, with Marvel's eel, it's 1482 as we speak.
Right.
Same series, for some reason. The nobody has a lot of faith in the eel, so they're just not giving it a shake. But, you know, like I said, especially if you're one of those people that opens their collectibles and displays them proudly, this is a fun thing to display. If I had a place where I could line them all up, I would buy that myself.
There's a really cool trend that I've seen recently where people are building shelves, sort of like the cube shelves you can buy, where it's the comic from whatever – it takes movie-accurate or comic-accurate toys to do this, but they're recreating the principal characters in those comics with the toys with like a deep shadow box and then the toys in that shadow box. So this would be a cool one to do for that if you have the money to do it.
Absolutely. Yeah, that would also be a fun way to display that. Or even if you happen to have that issue of the comic to display with them.
That's what I'm thinking, is like the comic and then the figures would be really cool. All right. We're getting tight on time, so let's give a couple more and we'll – yeah.
We have to rocket through these now, because I'm – to talk about the another Entertainment another Entertainment Earth exclusive. You know, you'll see those things as like, you know, what Game of Thrones characters should look like. This would be technically the what the Guardians of the Galaxy should look like, assuming you're a comic book purist. And that is the Entertainment Earth exclusive Guardians of the Galaxy Marvel Legend box set, which is Gamora, Star-Lord, Rocket, Drax, and Groot as they appear in the comics for the most part. Their Groot is a bit of a conceit because it uses all of the Build-A-Figure parts with a different head.
Right.
So it's basically the movie Groot body with a comic Groot head. But otherwise, you know, Star-Lord has the his little funky British cop outfit thing going on, and Gamora's, and they all basically look like they do in the comics, right down to Rocket wearing his Space Scouts uniform.
Yes, yes.
And it's $119.99, but you are talking about effectively about four or five figures worth of stuff that probably won't necessarily ever get released in any other format.
Right, won't go wide with those. So those are cool figures. Those are really cool figures. Speaking of figures, I'm going to move to what is at the absolute top of my wish list this year, bar none. And I'm not talking about the I'll hit them both while I'm here. I'm not talking about four-pack of Funko Reaction Golden Girls figures, because those are sold out everywhere.
Oh, man, that's a shame.
But a year ago, Cole and I were having one of our shows about, like, imagining the best toys. What toys would we make if we were given carte blanche? And we could do reaction figures now forever. I want reaction figures based on Westworld. I want reaction figures based on Stranger Things. I want there's so many. But the one that came up that I think was shocking, I believe, and I think this was long enough ago that Rick was on the show, was I said I want a 4-pack of Golden Girls reaction figures. 3 years later, you can get them. They were a Comic-Con exclusive, of course, but then were released fairly wide. I know Target carried them, but they are sold out. So I will be keeping my eye out on those in the aftermarket.
And you shouldn't be surprised about Target selling out, because that's where every Golden Girls fan shops.
Oh, deep cut. All right. Like track 7 or 8. But really on top of my list, Cole and I are huge fans of premium action figures. And by huge fans, I mean we're fans that like to go to Sideshow Collectibles and look at the figures and then realize that we're probably never going to have the money to actually buy the figures that we want. A good Sideshow Collectibles Hot Toys action figure runs you about how much, Cole?
Generally, between about $200 and $400, Jesus, depending on the intricacy and type character.
Well, as you might know from listening to this show, I have a not so secret fetish for the 1989 Batman movie. I believe at one point I said I have a sexual fantasy about being the black turtleneck sweater that Michael Keaton wears in Batman Returns.
You indeed, and have said so often.
I will continue to say
And said so more often to me personally.
stop recording
night. While draping yourself over me saying, be Michael Keaton.
be my Michael Keaton. God damn it. But until I can buy a Michael Keaton to drape myself on, I might just have to settle for NECA, who makes brilliant action figures, by the way.
Oh, they do indeed.
You might have heard me talk about my 6-inch Michael Keaton Batman action figure, my 6-inch Michael Keaton from the video game Batman figure, NECA made those. They're brilliant. They are movie accurate, instantly recognizable as Michael Keaton. Beautiful action figures. Well, they have released a 1/4 scale Batman action figure, which is made in a way to rival those Hot Toys action figures. Like, I'm not going to say it's as accurate or as good as the Hot Toys action figures, but for $107 versus a $300 action figure for this size and this level of intricacy, you can't beat it.
No, you can't. And it is a remarkably, especially as you say, for the price point, a remarkably well done, right down to putting, I guess, some sort of looks like it might even have some veining, some wiring into the cape to.
Yes. Sorry, I'm getting excited over here.
And not only is it a mere $107.99 on the Toys R Us website, it qualifies for free shipping.
Oh my god, I want it so bad. All right.
What I love about it is it says free shipping, and then below that, this item ships free. I kind of gathered.
But yeah, he's got a cloth cape, and it looks like there's some wiring in it. Comes with the iconic 1989 Batarang with rope. Also comes with the grapnel
yeah,
hook.
The weird little grapple thing there.
So the test your weight game that he has. But yes, this is...
Step right up. You weigh a little more than 108. Just,
If you want to surprise somebody who likes Batman and likes the kind of movie franchise Batmans, and you want it to look like you blew a couple $100 on a figure that you only spent like $170 on, this is the way to go for that. So that's my big pick this year. That's my big one. All right,
that's a good big pick.
It's a good big pick. Good big pick. That sounds like a what was the name of the song? Was it Big Bad John?
Right. Oh, like Big John?
Yeah. Good pick. go ahead. Please go ahead. I don't know what I'm doing at this point. I work retail and I'm exhausted. It's Christmas. Please.
Absolutely. Well, I did see over at ThinkGeek.com. There's another one of those places where you can just – and there's a store in Arlington, Texas now, a ThinkGeek store. Unfortunately, I went several days after Black Friday, so I think they were a little picked over. I'm looking forward to going when they've had a chance to restock. But they've got a Batman rolling hardside luggage.
I love that.
Which it's just basically your traditional hardside luggage emblazoned with the bat symbol embossed on the front of it. But it's just a really bold statement as you're dragging behind with the handle because you're too lazy to carry your luggage to the airport that says, you know, I may not be able to carry my own bag without wheels, but I own the night. And, of course, at customs, you will be asked, do you have any perishable fruits or vegetables, other perishable goods, or batarangs?
Well, when you're asked that at customs, it's traditional just to yell, Martha! And that happens.
Hey, I just hold the off chest. My mother's name is Martha also. I'd say the guy at customs in Wales or something. I don't know.
I liked the accent. That was good. Your accent works really improving.
Thank you. I've been working on my Welsh accents lately. That's my concentration. And on the subject of Batman, another thing I saw at Think Geek, which the hard side language is keep the TSA at bay. And... another thing that just struck me funny, if I can find it here, was the there was another Batman item that I thought was just absolutely brilliant, because there are certain things that I just, you know, kind of like, yeah, great, sure, if that's what you need in your life. And if what you need in your life is and he's already he was trying to help me out. I actually found it on my own
there
as well.
Go.
So the things where people want to broadcast their entire family by name to you so you can come and murder them by pretending you're a friend. Oh, yeah. Hey, Bill. How are Nancy, Sally Ann?
Your two cats, your dog.
Yeah, your go-kart.
Your goldfish. You play golf still? Your boy's still playing baseball? Right. Your wife liked to shop?
Sally Ann's into cello now, is she? You know, those decals you see on the backs of cars that, you know, then they now have to have the themed ones for, you know, your Superman, your wife's Wonder Woman, and your kids are Cyborg, and the dog is Crypto, and none of it makes sense because it doesn't – the themes don't fit any of you. It's just you're big comic geeks, and you couldn't find anything else.
Right.
I understand. That's okay. But for those who like to have a little sarcasm in the night, Think Geek also has this wonderful Batman family car decal set, which would be like that damn Sharknado pop vinyl. I would be tempted to actually put this on my truck. But it's basically a white silhouette of Batman with the, you know, little black spots for the eyes and the black bat symbol. So between that and the scalloping at the base and the horns, you know it's Batman. So you have that, and then the accompanying decals are two tombstones reading R.I.P. Which I just, that is a beautiful, sarcastic, wonderful stocking stuffer for the comic fan in your life who doesn't take themselves too seriously and wants to, you know, park at the school and make the other parents aghast with the...
It's brilliant. It is absolutely brilliant.
Because they don't understand why Satan is visiting your parents' grave or however they're going to read that. And then the other thing that you may not want to, depending on how well your friends and family understand you, like, for example, I actually have a Buddy Jesus, or Buddy Christ, rather, one of the dashboard Buddy Christs up in the house, up in the front, where our computer is, or where one of them is. And I saw this. This is bobblehead, so, you know. I had to bring this up because it's sort of comic-based. Some company, Biff Bang Pow, has come out with a bobblehead of the ambiguously gay duo in their car.
So funny. So funny.
And, you know, as I said in my header, it is more phallic than the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. And if you're fans of those, of the animated Saturday Night Live segments, was it? It's not Robert Altman. Roy Scheider.
Yes, it is absolutely Roy Scheider. Schmeigel?
Smeagol.
Okay, Smeagol. Let's just go with Smeagol.
My cartoons are precious.
Smeigel.
Got there. Yeah. Roy Scheider should play Ace in the live-action movie, though.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know how I feel about that. I feel weird.
Hey, did you ever see All That Jazz? I'm just saying.
Of all the movies you could go to for Royce.
Hey, I'm just, you know, they say the neon lights are bright.
Oh, my God.
On Broadway.
I'm so disturbed right now.
Also noted by Time Magazine as the best open heart surgery sequence in a motion picture in the history of cinema.
Damn it. All right, continue, please.
With that, or, oh, just the actual we're here for, okay.
Whichever you prefer.
That's right. And one other thing I did want to talk about, it at this point would be a bit of a belated Christmas present because it won't be out in time. But Entertainment Earth has yet another exclusive. They're like the San Diego Comic-Con that's accessible to everyone. They are coming out with a 12-inch tall Space Ghost action figure, where his white costume actually is treated glow-in-the-dark.
So cool.
It's obviously taking its cues more from the comic books than from the cartoon, because he looks not only much butcher, but the Chim Chim, what the hell's the monkey's name?
Chim Chim. Oh. Yeah, blip.
Blip, yeah, blip or glib or...
Glorp or...
Yeah, but the little monkey also glows in the dark, but it looks like an evil monkey, like it's from some like 80s horror movie called Monkey Shines or something. That would be what that would look like. It's kind of frightening, but what's neat is, you know, you've got this really cool, just well-done action figure of Space Ghost, this iconic character, and you have like interchangeable power band blasting hands and all manner of different effects, including one that I'm calling like the broccoli effect.
Yeah.
Because it looks like it looks like Chinese broccoli, like one of those wax ones that they make for the, you know, where they make the little guys on the street making the fake sushi out of wax.
I don't, where are you going? What kind of Roy Batty?
In Japan.
Oh, okay. No, it's super cool. Like, the effects are, I don't know, like, they're comic book accurate, I'm sure, but they're also, like, cartoon accurate.
Yeah, that's the nice thing with Space Ghost. He pretty much managed to stay the same.
Yeah. So,
and you have both pensive and really angry pensive heads you can interchange.
Right. Because he's always pensive.
Yeah, he has one of two expressions pensive or angry pensive.
This is it is one of the coolest figures. When you sent the link over to me and I saw it, I was like, this is one of the coolest figures that I've seen in a long ass time. And it's only $70. So yeah. It's another one of those in the same vein as that Batman, where big figure, lots of accessories, lots of cool stuff to go with it, reasonably priced.
Yeah, apparently it is Force Ray, Freeze Ray, Destroyer Ray, and Mega Ray accessories.
That's so
cool. And a chicken chimichanga. And no, it's
no,
wrong.
Don't
wrong version of Space Kid. Right. Perhaps the writers have writer's block. It surprised me with all the cheese they eat.
I forget which episode it was, but it's one of the later episodes. Space Ghost is on a bus, like a Greyhound bus. I don't remember why, for the life of me, but the line from that scene was, "I'm choking on a crackling oat," and forever, I've never been able to get rid of that line.
Wow.
Like, that line has been in my head forever. Okay, so I'm going to go with my last one, which I think be a joint one from Cole and I, because Cole and I have done, how many of these do you think we've done now? I know we haven't really kept track.
Yeah, we haven't. At least three, I think.
At least three. And we have been remiss if we have not talked about this, which I believe we haven't. If you have a comic collector or an action figure collector or a collector of any sort in your family, and you've heard us talk about these on the show before, and it never occurred to us, I don't think, to mention it, unless I've been completely remiss, and Nicole will correct me, because he is the Department of Corrections. Go get your lover of collectibles, your significant other, your loved one, your child, your father, your mother, your whoever it is, your guru, your swami, your
Hogan,
your Hogan healer, whoever it is, go get them Deltoff action figure glass cases from IKEA.
Oh yes, the Detolf.
Yeah, get them Detolfs. Like, I don't think it ever occurred to us.
If you're unfamiliar with IKEA, it is the Scandinavian furniture empire that has hove into these United States, bringing you hundreds of incredibly practical, far sturdier than they ought to be, based on the fact that they're made with the same kind of crafty materials most American stuff is made of nowadays.
Right.
But better. And they're all named after Norwegian fishermen, bachelor fishermen. Every single piece of furniture has its own
name. Bachelor fishermen?
They're all named after Norwegian bachelor fishermen. The Detolf is perhaps the finest collectibles display unit. This is what collectors have dreamt of, have begged for, have wished for forever.
It's, you know. Yeah.
I would have loved to have had this. I wished I discovered them earlier than I did. And they have become so ubiquitous that two things happened. One, I really want to do a segment on the JCU sometime, or a feature, What's in Your Detolf?
Right.
Because they have become so popular with collectors, I'd like to get pictures of what's in your Detolf. And second, I believe it was last year, IKEA shocked the world, sent ripples through retail and collecting and other communities and home decor with the announcement they were discontinuing the Detolf. The one thing everyone I know has who owns no other IKEA furniture whatsoever, not even a futon, is a damn Detolf. How can this not be the best-selling thing ever?
Right.
And here's why. They are easy to assemble. Our Ranker Pit Live intern, Steven, was press ganged into service helping me assemble a couple for Mrs. Jedi Cole a few months ago that had sat in our closet for a year and a half because we hadn't got around to building them up yet. But they're very simple to put together. They cost like about $65 or $70.
Yeah.
And there's $2,000 worth of glass.
That's probably true, yeah.
You could not buy that much glass for the money, and then you still wouldn't have the wooden topper and bottomer, the feet, the little screws, the Allen wrench that it's supplied with, and the little metal things that hold the glass shelves in place. And what's nice is you have a cabinet when you're done that is glass on three sides with a glass door with little magnets to hold it shut. With, I think, three or four glass shelves.
Yeah.
That are spaced far enough apart that pretty much any If you go to any, like, Sideshow Collectibles or Gentle Giant, anywhere that's showcasing, you know, send us pictures of your collection. I guarantee you most of the collectors are using the hell out of decals.
Yeah, it's synonymous. It is absolutely because synonymous.
You can put 12-inch scale figures in there with ease. You know, nobody has to kind of crouch or bend over or be in an action pose so they'll fit. You just pop them right in there. And since it's glass on all four sides, you can buy the optional light kits, but for the most part, even in the most dimly lit room straight out of Seven, you can still enjoy. They having a brownout in New York? I'm sorry. I just still to this day bugs me. But and also in what Andy sent me from the research material on his end that I think bugs both of us, why is there not a Black Series Mon Mothma figure?
Oh, my God. Come on, guys.
Because if you've watched the Rancor Pit Live, you know that that's where we coined the term MMILF.
Oh, absolutely. And if you listen to I believe it was the Rogue One preview issue of or episode of the Rancor Pit recorded show, you got to hear me talk for about 10 minutes about how I want to bang Mon Mothma.
Perhaps one of the most sexy intergalactic statesmen ever.
That's right. So I think that we've done justice. I think we've given a lot of options to a lot of people for.
And even if these options don't work for you, check out Entertainment Earth. Check out Think Geek. Check out SideshowToys.com. Check out Gentle Giant. There is so much stuff out there. And especially go to Sideshow Toys and do like we've been doing and sign up for every damn contest they have.
Damn it. Haven't won one yet, but I will.
I know. By God, even if it's something I don't care about, I'm just going to be thrilled that I won.
That's right.
I would really have loved to have won the Hot Toys rate with BB-8, but I'm bidding on one on eBay for a good price.
You know, I really wanted that Han Solo Chewbacca two-pack there.
I was hoping I would win the Green Lantern so I could give it to you.
Oh, is this your way of making me feel guilty for wanting to win a Han Solo Chewbacca and then keep it covetously in the corner?
No, I just almost didn't admit that I really wanted to win that on your behalf when you said that about the Han and Chewbacca.
Oh, okay. I feel like a good human now. Thanks.
Yeah,
thanks,
I was just almost. I was that close.
Well, I was. If it makes you feel better, I attempted to win the ice cream shop Batman Glycy for you. So
Oh, that print. Oh, dear God. If I had a place to hang it, I would just go ahead and buy one.
Right.
But if I won it, I would have found a place.
Exactly. It's amazing how that happens, isn't it?
Yeah, it works out real well.
Well, why don't you plug us up, and we will get out of here and let these people go shopping for some stuff.
Absolutely. Well, you are listening to us, of course, through the auspices of the Jedi Cole Universe at JediCole.com. I want to take a moment to extend my sincere thanks to Andy for working so hard earlier in this year to make the site look so much cooler than it did in the past. And I've been having so much fun with that. We are coming to you also. We are now powered by Cinelinks at Cinelinks.com. You can pick us up there at the Jedi Cole Universe on Podbean. Apparently, we're now on iTunes, and we didn't know it.
We're sad. We're sad individuals.
And if you want to give us a really good, if absolutely everybody who listens to any of the shows on the JCU, I hope you're listening to this one because this is probably the only place I'll think to announce it. Go to whatever those whatever sites do nominations for best podcasts. And, like, every one of you go and nominate one of the JCU shows, just because I want to see if we would – I would be thoroughly surprised if somebody were like, oh, by the way, you're nominated for something you didn't even know anyone cared to nominate you for. So kind of forced your hand there.
Now if you don't do it, you're going to be a bad
that's
person.
That's right. So you can on Twitter, we're at the Jedi Cole U. You can write to us at jcumail@yahoo.com. We're getting ready to change that up a little bit because I started using that for other things, and I'm afraid I'm missing stuff. And be a really thoughtful fan supporter this Christmas, and kind of just listen in to what the fan in your life is looking for. There's a lot of cool stuff, and if you're pressed for stuff, Amazon gift cards are a great idea. because there's so always fun stuff there, or you know, any kind of gift cards, the geeky kind of fun places are always a plus.
Yeah, and on that topic, you know, we've sat here and we've talked about you know, all the geeky stuff that we can give. I'm getting serious for a second, and then we're gonna get out of here. We've talked about all the geeky stuff that we can give the people in your life, you know, all your nerd and geek loved ones. But right now, also equally as important, you know, way more important, that if you can dig deep and give anything to the Red Cross, if you can give anything to any charity you can that's helping out people in Tennessee, in Alabama. We got a lot of crazy weather, state of emergency stuff going on out there. If you can imagine what it's like for the people of Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge, you know, right before Christmas, you know, no homes, livelihoods lost. So while we can sit here and talk about all this stuff, we'd be remiss to say, you know, if you've got it to give, give it to them because they need it badly. And I think that maybe, you know, canned food and toilet paper and everything else will go a lot further than an 18-inch Batman figure at this point. But you never know. Maybe send them that too.
That's right. So, and also, you know, do what I do and go pick up a few things to throw in the box for Toys for Tots.
That's nice too. Yeah, it's a time for charity.
And also, if you want to get some more gift ideas that aren't necessarily comic-based, on the Rancor Pit Live, aforementioned, this week, Eddie and I will be doing our Star Wars, our annual Star Wars wish list with our intern, Stephen Fett. And later, a little bit later, maybe in about a week or so, we're in the process of putting together a JCU Christmas wish list, where all the personalities of all the Jedi Cole Universe shows are going to come together, and we're going to talk about stuff that isn't necessarily specific to the themes of our shows. I don't want to force, for example, Eddie and Colleen to come up with a bunch of cryptid gifts. They might anyway, but you know, there's only so many like Bigfoot house slippers and and you know, Yeti style ski masks you can recommend before you run out of ideas. So pretty much everybody, PJ the Vega Bomber and Juice from Do It Yourself, Catherine, and hopefully Bobby from What You Think, Eddie and Colleen, Stephen Fett, Andy and myself, we're all going to come together in pairs and groups or individually and just talk about some other really fun, cool, geeky stuff that's just doesn't necessarily fit a specific theme. So check that out as well. We are going to saturate you with gift ideas.
You will have no choice but to buy some stuff. All right. Well, we're going to get out of here. I need to go after this show and have myself another smoky Ray Batty.
Absolutely. And also, I do want to point out before we go, Clay, this was not a desperate I'm not angling for anything. So if you or any other members of my family are listening, this was not a veiled attempt at gift ideas.
I think it was an unveiled attempt at gift ideas. You've heard it here first that Cole wants the Golden Girls 4-pack of
That's
reaction
right.
figures.
So. See what you can do to make that.
All right, everybody. Say goodnight, Cole.
Good night, everybody, and have a merry Christmas.
Good night. We'll see you next week for more Hey Kids Comics.